SumoCast for day one of the 2005 Natsubasho. Hello and welcome back to SumoCast. This is the podcast for daily results and news from the current Grand Sumo Tournament taking place in Tokyo's Kokugi-kan. My name is Scott Lockman. I'm back with you, and hopefully this time it will be for the duration of the tournament. From the beginning here, I just want to mention that I am only a sumo enthusiast. I'm not an expert on the subject, nor am I a professional sports writer or commentator, although I doubt few would have thought that from listening to past sumo casts. The information that I'm presenting is not from my vast fountain of knowledge or information. Basically, the information comes from the internet, and there are some good sumo resources, which I'll be mentioning along the way. And most notably, the stuff that I'm pulling from comes from the sumo mailing list, of which I've been a subscriber for a few years, and I've learned most of what I know from that mailing list. Last basho, I did make the mistake of not attributing the sources from which I read material, and some of the people who write these daily posts on the mailing list were wondering why it was that they were hearing their words when they tuned into this new podcast. It caused some confusion and some embarrassment on my part, and I certainly wish to apologize for anybody who may have been offended or anybody who's been deceived by that. It certainly was not my intention. All of that said, I must, however, take responsibility for any factual errors presented on the SumoCast. And believe me, there will be many coming up. If you hear something that needs to be corrected, either factually or through pronunciation, please let me know. There is a link on the website so that you can send me an email, or if you've got a paper and pencil handy, my email address is sumocast@gmail.com. I'll be mentioning that again at the end of the show, as well as giving you the URL for the website that goes along with this podcast. Well, now let's get right into the action. Not too many surprises at the top of the Banzuke for Sunday. The only loser among the Sanyaku Rikishi was the number one Sekewake from the west side, Tosanomi. He lost his footing to Miyabiyama. The Karoban Ozeki Chiyo Taikai was able to duck away from Kokai's running train Tachiai and force the number two Maegashira from Georgia off the dojo and into the second row of spectators. Internet sumo gadfly Kintaro described it as an out-of-control bout with both lads flying overboard. I'd like to talk about the case of Karoban, the way that I referred to Chiyo Taikai. Karoban is a term used for an ozeki who has had a losing record in the previous tournament. Basically, it amounts to a second chance before that ozeki getting demoted to sekiwake, which will certainly happen unless he happens to obtain eight or more victories in the current tournament. For Chiyo Taikai, this happens to tie him with Konishiki for the dubious record of having served seven Karoban tournaments. Unless or until Chiyo Taikai secures that crucial eighth victory, this will remain one of the tournament's top stories. Now, the ultimate top story is the Yokozuna Asashoryu. He was forced to back up a little bit by Koto Mitsuki, but in the end, the Mongolian Grand Champion used Hikiotoshi to drop the opponent and earned 23 Kensho envelopes for his effort. Incidentally, French sumo aficionado Chien Oshima reports that there will be more than 1,000 Kensho prizes given out during this basho. This 1,000 Kensho prizes this tournament will be a record, and also Shodu, who claimed 290 of the fat envelopes with his perfect performance in January, is poised to take more than 300 if he is able to again get another Zensho Yusho. And here's a little look at what's happening in the Juryo division. Daewon Osato's debut Juryo appearance in the number 14 West position was soured by an Oshidashi loss to Kota Kasuga. Incredibly, it has taken the 34-year-old wrestler 114 tournaments to obtain Sekitori status. In a sport where the vast majority of the wrestlers never even make it to this coveted level, his journey speaks volumes about determination and hard work. His story, too, will be one of the highlights of this tournament. On day two, Daewon Osato is scheduled to face Maikaze, who will be making a one-day visit to Juryo from Makushita to fill out the Torikumi. Well, that's going to wrap up day one of SumoCast. Tomorrow, I will have a bit to say about Dale Carlson's sumo movies, as well as the live feed from the Sumo Kyokai. Until then, you can visit the SumoCast website at sumo.tokyocalling.org for links to both of these sites and more. By the way, if you would like to recommend any other sumo-related sites or merchandise to be listed on the weblog or mentioned on this podcast, you can reach me by email at sumocast@gmail.com. Thanks so much for listening. Until tomorrow, this is Scott Lockman in Tokyo. Enjoy your sumo. Goodbye.